Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today features a court decision handed down that affects the aquarium fish trade. Reporter Marcel Henri joins us. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine.
So this is a very touchy subject among the people that want to harvest those fish and people that want to conserve the fish population.
Yeah, this has been a pretty contentious issue for, you know, going back a few decades, particularly on Hawaii Island in West Hawaii. You know, you've seen over the years even some confrontations, some altercations in the water, which can get dangerous and has led to a lot of finger-pointing. And so in recent years, a lot of this has come to the courts, and the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, had a very significant decision back in 2017, which really strongly limited the ability for aquarium fishermen to collect these specimens out of those waters, saying you needed an environmental review first, an environmental impact statement, before you could engage in that practice, particularly with fine mesh nets, which, as I understand it, is kind of the popular way to do that. But what wasn't totally clear and what was in dispute was whether you could still do that with other methods and still try and harvest those aquarium fish with other methods. This ruling that just came out on Friday in the state's environmental court, Judge Jeffrey Crabtree, basically sides with Earth Justice, which is an environmental legal group, and its clients, which are local conservationists, Center for Biological Diversity, and the like, basically saying that, no, you do need an environmental review for all methods of aquarium fishing, not just the fine mesh. So that is a very big decision that will further limit this practice until and unless you can get those environmental reviews.
So the state Department of Land and Natural Resources has got some work to do.
They do, and they put out a statement saying that they plan to follow that order, Crabtree's order, but the way they will do that is to not renew or issue any new so-called commercial marine licenses for aquarium fishing. Apparently these licenses, the normal commercial marine licenses last only a year, so they're it looks like the plan is to just let the existing ones expire. That has conservationists like Earth Justice concerned, saying that there's going to be basically a run on the reefs under those existing commercial marine licenses before they expire.
And, you know, there was that recent case on the Big Island where somebody was harvesting fish, and folks that were watching what they were doing, like, it reported them.
That was, you know, it's been a really strange situation before these court decisions where you had the altercations in the water. Once you started having these court decisions, you had aquarium fishermen in some cases trying to continue to do that, you know, in violation. And, yeah, that was a really strange situation where, again, this has been such a contentious issue in the community. Some people over in Honokahau Harbor saw a well-known guy who had previously go out on his boat, and they flagged the authorities. And when he realized that he was, you know, being pursued by local DLNR folk, he basically left his divers in the water, is what came out in that situation. And they were able to, you know, a couple of divers, they were able to get back to shore, and there was this whole search and rescue, but they found them and they were okay. But it all just goes to show that, yeah, it's been a kind of a strange, contentious issue in this community.
Well, we'll have to see what DLNR decides to do. But thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henri with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.